Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all again this week for relevant kingdom teaching. Grateful to God to have with me my husband, who may share as the Spirit leads. And we are grateful and thankful to each of you who have called in on tonight and to those who are in the chat room. Our last week's teaching got a lot of great feedback, so we're excited for those who called in to get the information regarding the kingdom, because in this time and season, we want to make sure that everyone is able to fully understand and comprehend what it is that God is saying to the church. Understanding what our purpose is and the need to be in alignment with God's plan. And so this week, we are going to continue in that vein and talk about really understanding the kingdom, understanding the kingdom. So, Father, right now we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity to share with your people that which the Holy Governor is revealing. We do recognize and honor the Holy Governor as the divine teacher with all understanding, all knowledge, and all authority. We yield to what will be spoken by the Holy Governor as we share with those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We ask now that you would be with those who will call in, that we will be able to dialogue, share, and empower each other, giving you all the glory, the honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Understanding the kingdom. Understanding the kingdom. Do you know what the main functions of the kingdom are? Question. Do you know the type of people that the kingdom launches? And do you understand the primary reasons why the kingdom comes? I don't know. Okay, yeah, I know. That's why we're going to talk about it tonight. Because we have to consider this one thing. And I put this in the promotion of the episode. That when we don't think what God thinks on a matter concerning us, and when we're not in agreement with God, we are preventing him from bringing something else into our lives. That's a wild moment. It was a wild moment for me, even as I wrote it, understanding it. But we have got to... My phone just cut out. Praise God. I pray that I'm still there because my phone went black on me. But we have to know like God knows, think like God thinks, believe like God believes towards us in order for him to really work in our lives.
Post pin, when finished, press the pound key.
To start your show now, press 1.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show.
Amen. Amen. Again, I pray that you all are there. As my phone has blacked out, so it looks like I'm still logged in.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Nina.
Let me know.
If you can text me, I can get that text to let me know if
you are able to still hear me.
Amen. I pray that you are.
Okay. We're going to try this, and if this is not working, well, I am going to try to hang up and call back in, or we can just reschedule this for tomorrow. That's what we're going to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because of the difficulties that we're having, thank you, Minister Tori. I'm going to push, and if need be, I'll come back and teach this again. But y'all just keep me informed, as I want this to come through clearly. But if there are challenges, we will teach this tomorrow. Amen. But we really want to understand the kingdom. So let me go ahead and move forward with this. How many of you know that God wants each of us to prosper in every area of our lives? Not just one, but every area of our lives. And often we look at the prosperity piece as being what I get financially, what I get through material gain. We see that as the only area that we are concerned about with prospering. But when God wants to prosper us, the word says that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So the prosperity that takes place in our life is whole. And that's another thing that we'll get to in the coming weeks. I'm about praying for wholeness, and not just healing, but wholeness. So when we understand that God wants us operating in a place where every area is in alignment and where we're able to prosper in everything that concerns us, it should really change our mindset about wanting to understand what the kingdom is really about. As I stated in the beginning, you know, I pose questions. Do we understand the main functions of the kingdom? And I'll share with you this. The two main functions of the kingdom are this: to influence and reproduce. To influence and reproduce. So for those who say they are kingdom-minded and they are operating in the kingdom, ask yourself the question right now, am I influencing? And make sure that this is a positive influence. Make sure that this is a kingdom influence. Are you influencing and are you reproducing? Because a lot of times we can influence, but we don't have the influence such that would cause the law of multiplication to come forward. We'll influence. We'll make you feel good. But are they able to take what it is that you've given them, the tools that you've given them, the models that you've released to them, and to reproduce what it is that you are doing? Because a lot of people are watching, especially those of us who say we are kingdom-minded. We are focused on growing the kingdom of God here on earth. We're here trying to replicate on earth what it is in heaven. So people are watching and they're listening. And so as we are sharing, as we are giving them the tools that they need to actually get kingdom work done, we've got to make sure that we're making the right influence and that we're giving them the tools they need to reproduce, and bring about change and purpose in their lives. One thing I want you all to understand, too, about the kingdom is that often God doesn't inform you. But very often, he has to conform you. What's important in understanding the kingdom is that we as a people who have been in a place of just understanding religion for so long, there has to be a transformation of our thinking. There has to be a conforming that takes place. It should be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we've got to be willing to go through a transformative stage so that we're operating according to that which conforms to God's plan for our lives. Because he influences your will and conforms your will to his plan.
operating in the kingdom and understanding the kingdom means that I'm not operating according to what I want, but I'm doing what is according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. And when we go against the internal compass, when we go against that which the Holy Governor revealed to us, we cause conflict and confusion in our lives that really takes us off focus, takes us out of alignment with God's plan. And you say, oh, wait a minute, come on, help me, because now you're talking about me. Guess what? I'm talking about myself too. Because although that I'm a student of the kingdom and I have wonderful leaders, wonderful mentors, wonderful covering, I have to also check myself because even though I'm doing good, Prophet Vini, Bishop Vini has been teaching us about the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. There are many times as I'm understanding the kingdom and how it applies to my life that I've done good and time that I've done acceptable, but I've got to get beyond those things and begin to operate in the perfect will of God. And what does that mean? It means that I have to conform to God's will for my life instead of trying to manipulate it according to what Valerie thinks and do it according to what God wants to do for me. Because the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, that God will never abort his purpose. He will never abort his purpose in our lives. But we are the ones that put ourselves in jeopardy of not fulfilling it because we don't want to remain in alignment. Oh, remain, that means I got there. We don't even want to get in the will of the Father. We've been comfortable just doing the comfortable thing, the good thing. But we've got to get into a place, as we're understanding the kingdom, a place of high execution, which means that we're relying on the governor so much that when we hear a thing, we hear a thing, we take note and act upon it accordingly. Many of us have, we've been held captive because we wanted to follow the design of man, the design of the world. We wanted to go about fulfilling purpose based on what man has done. But because God is the creator, the maker, the architectural designer of our lives and everything concerned with it, no one can give us the insight and instruction better than God can. And he'll speak to us through the Holy Governor. Nobody can give us better clarity. And so as we're understanding the kingdom, let me encourage you that you have got to have your ear fine-tuned at all times in order to hear what's being said. Another thing that I've learned, y'all, I'm telling you from the knowledge that I've gained, one thing that becomes so truthful to me is that I cannot always go back and look at something the way that I looked at it in the past. Because what I saw in the past is now no longer relevant for where I am. I had to get to a place where I really understand that how God is moving and how greater dimensions of truth are being revealed to me so that I'm better able to fully walk in God's will for my life. I said to the people today, when we were talking about seeking the kingdom of God, the key to seeking is first you have to see it. And we're supposed to be able to see. When we get vision, when we hear what and understand what our purpose is, we have got to begin to mentally see ourselves in that place and operate as if it's already done. Because God's plan is already in effect. He's already placed inside of us what we're able to do, what he placed us in the earth for. So we have got to be mindful of this. Again, the main functions of the kingdom are to influence and reproduce. But we're not going to be able to influence anyone if we can't see for ourselves what God's will is for our lives. And we're not going to be able to cause anybody to reproduce anything when we're not producing. Woo! Yes. Oh, time just moving by so fast. Let me share this with you because I put this in the notes and I want to hit it. But five types of people that the kingdom launches. generational influencers, torch carriers, world leaders, world changers, and history makers. Do you see yourself anywhere in there? Again, these are the five types of people that the kingdom launches. Generational influencers, torch carriers, world leaders, world changers, and history makers. And I can remember some years ago, probably about 10 years now, I met a pastor. And the time meeting me, he said, "You're a world changer. You're a world changer." And when I looked at him, I sort of laughed and I was like, "This man is crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm not a world changer. I'm in this little church in Richmond, not even saying anything, just being quiet and listening, and he's going to tell me that I'm a world changer?" But this is what a world changer is. A world changer is one who divinely impacts the world through mastery of gifts and potential to create a massive sphere of influence. Somebody tells me today I'm a world changer, I said I receive it, because I am in the process now of mastering the gifts and the potential that God has placed inside me so that I am able to create a massive sphere of influence. What is a generational influencer? Glad you asked. That's one who possesses the ability to plan generationally. Everything they set out to accomplish has a generational mandate attached. Is that you? Is that you? Are you a generational influencer? Let's also look at the torch carrier. The torch carrier is one who possesses a mantle, understands submission and authority, knows how to take an already effective method and revamp or add a new slant to it. A torch carrier, another word to me that sticks out, is an innovator. You can take something that's already working, but you can add to it. You can revamp it. You can add a new slant and make it more innovative, timely. You can make it relevant because you are a torch carrier, a world leader. That's one who possesses the ability to communicate on all levels, mastering the ability to adapt to any circumstance or culture and make a lasting impact in that place. Like Matthew 5:13-16, a world leader is the one who can be the salt and the light. A history maker is one who changes the course and culture of time through ideas. These are the five types of people that the kingdom launches. And as you're gaining understanding about what the kingdom is and how to function in the kingdom, you will probably find yourself in one of these categories. Now, as you begin to see that, and this is being revealed to you, don't quench, don't flinch, don't back up. Embrace what it is that God has called you to. Accept your seat of authority and power and work in it. Now let's quickly look at the five primary reasons the kingdom comes. Again, influence. The kingdom comes to generate a massive amount of influence. Each of you on this line, and for those who are listening on the web, influence. You already influence. But the kingdom has come so that you can do a greater work. The kingdom also comes in order that we might be fruitful. We talked about it earlier, about the ability to multiply and to reproduce. We have to reproduce after its own kind. And because you are kingdom-minded and you are about fulfilling the mandate that's on your life and fulfilling purpose, then we want to also be able to empower people with kingdom truth so that they're also able to be fruitful and then multiply. The kingdom also comes to enforce the will of God. And I love that God is so good. He is so kind. He is so merciful towards us that he doesn't force anything on us, but he wants us to enforce his will in the earth. Well, what does that mean? It means we're going to be obedient. It means that we're going to stay in alignment. It means that we're going to yield to that which the Holy Governor is speaking. We're going to, yes, we are, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him and allow him to direct our path. The kingdom is also coming to manifest the atmosphere of heaven and a tangible expression for others to see. You know, we go to funerals and they say, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. How about our victory here on earth? And I think we all do. It'll be good to see him. But wouldn't it be so good to replicate on earth what's already in heaven? That we're able to have an atmosphere set that others can see the power of God, the manifestation of the promises of God in the earth now without having to wait till we get to heaven. Another reason that the kingdom comes is to restore and establish divine order. Restore and establish. And it would be nice if I could say establish and maintain, but we've got to restore divine order. And after it's been restored, then we have to replicate that and establish it in other areas. We have work to do. We have work to do because we have personal work to do for the kingdom, but we also have marketplace work to do for the kingdom. And God is wanting us to really get an understanding and really grasp what it is that he's saying to us in this season. When we talk about being fruitful and replicating and reproducing, it requires that we're in order. It requires that we're in alignment. It requires that we are obedient to what God is speaking. I shared with you all that of the types of people that released, I believe that I am a world changer. I believe that. I receive that. I walk in that. And I said to you all that I am in the process of mastering my gift. What does that mean? It means that I'm going to become a slave to my gift. I'm going to invest in my gift. I'm going to seek out professional help that if I need a mentor to be a better counselor, guess what? I'm going to find it. If I need to do additional study to help me really fine-tune what I've been gifted to do, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invest in what God has placed in me so that I can affect the kingdom in the biggest way. I don't want to make just a little impact. I got over myself. Do y'all hear that? I got over myself. Because for a long time, I said I was afraid. I was afraid of failure. But the truth is I was afraid of the success because I had put limitations on myself so much. It wasn't even about what other people said, but it was about what I was speaking to myself. When people said they saw greatness, I said, I see a little. I was not opening up my understanding. I was not opening my eyes. I was not seeing what God was seeing, and I was not articulating what God was speaking to me. And so I found my place in a stagnant state, not impacting and not reproducing after the God kind of mindset that's needed to really understand and operate in the kingdom. I was doing small stuff, and I was content with it. But I'm growing up, y'all. I'm growing up. I'm growing up, and I'm really embracing the truth of who I am in the kingdom of God and the truth of what God wants to do in my life. And it is our prayer that as we're doing these teachings and as you all are hearing this kingdom truth, that you're able to apply these things to your life and operate in what God has called you to. You're beginning to see yourself as God has purposed you to be in the earth. You're not being held captive by what mama said and daddy said and the boss said and the principal said the spouse said. You're not being limited by any of those things, not even what you said about yourself, but you're opening up to receive what it is God has willed for your life. And you're moving forward to operate in purpose and to aid in expanding the kingdom of God here on earth. Our time has gone by so swiftly. And again, I apologize for the technical difficulties in the beginning, but I pray that this message has come through with clarity and understanding. And if there's something that we missed, please feel free to email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And I'll be happy to go over these points with you again. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and that's B-U-R-R-E-L-L. Message me. I'll gladly give the information to you. But I want us to get this. I want us to get this. I want us to get these principles and these understandings of the kingdom and how we are to operate so that we're able to fulfill the will of God now. 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 Amen. We do have a couple minutes, so if there are any questions or comments, we do welcome you to ask those. Just press one, and we will bring you live. Amen. But it's time, y'all, that we understand the kingdom. Last week we said kingdom, it's more than a cliche, and it absolutely is more than a cliche. But it's about us being in alignment with the will of the Father. It's about us yielding every area of our lives to God. It's about us being obedient and in alignment with his plan. It's about kingdom laws being fulfilled in the earth. It's about us making an impact and reproducing so that as we are empowered with this kingdom truth, we have the ability to empower someone else. Hallelujah. We invite you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We will have our weekly 5 a.m. prayer. If you do have prayer requests, we ask that you please send those as well through email at empower@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook and inbox your prayer request, and we will happily intercede for you all. We also ask that if these teachings are being a blessing to you, that you please consider sharing them with someone else that needs this information. Share them. Send us feedback on specific things that you would like teachings on, and we will gladly try to accommodate that as best as possible. But we also ask that if you're being blessed by these teachings, that you would consider sowing into our ministry. If you could go to empowermentoasis@wordpress.com, you'll find our website, and you'll find information on how you can sow securely into this ministry. As always, we encourage you each week, do something to empower yourself. If it means you're going to read a new book, go to a new store, try a new food, do something each week to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask that you please consider joining us again on next week. We'll be back here 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on next Sunday with another relevant kingdom teaching. Until then, God bless you all.